All right, here we go. So yesterday, the markets sold off sharply. I mean, all the indices were down more than 1%. And this happened after Monday. The markets were already down. So what's happening? Is the rally over? But something is happening today. So we'll talk about this. And with that being said, we also had a bunch of trades this morning that we want to show you if you're interested in this. Well, this here is Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Wednesday, April 3rd. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And boy, Mark, look at this. What a rebound.
Yeah, a pretty nice rebound, Marcus. We know that we've pulled back from record highs here. And Mark is kind of struggling to kick off the second quarter. But today, after a lower start, moving higher and now positive for the session.
Well, plus, who called it? We called it yesterday. We kind of called the gap fill, right? I mean, we said, okay, so we're lower here. And then today we might see a bounce back to see a gap fill. We're not there yet. And I mean, also it said, hey, a retraction can be healthy, but we were talking about the rebound yesterday. So there it is. So what's the good news? Well, what's the good news that's driving the markets higher here this morning?
Well, it's interesting because this week it's all about jobs. And today we had ADP jobs reported pre-market, and there was a little bit of a reaction. So this came early, and it was actually a negative reaction because jobs came in stronger than expected. Now the big number, the bigger focus, is going to be on Friday. But with a strong job market, it's good for the economy, but it's not necessarily what the Fed wants to see, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we also have this week, I mean, besides the job market, we have a ton of Fed members speaking yesterday.
True.
Bowman, Williams, Mester, Daly. Today, we already had Bostich speaking. We have Powell speaking later today. We have Barr speaking, Kugler. I mean, everybody has something to say today or this week. And it's quite interesting because it seems that they're a little bit torn. Did you see what Bostich said this morning?
Well, I did note that he had mentioned that he only sees one decrease, one cut this year, and that he sees it in the fourth quarter. There you have the headline there.
Yeah. So he just sees one. But then yesterday, we had two Fed members speaking. We had Fed President Loretta Mesta from Cleveland and Fed President Mary Daly. And they say, three reductions this year is a very reasonable baseline. Still expects interest rate cuts this year, but ruled it out in the next policy meeting in May. That's nothing new. But I mean, this right now shows that, okay, there are some different opinions. It's not as unanimous, whatever you call this. Unanimous? How do you say this?
Unanimous? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not unanimous. I mean, right? I mean, it's a difficult word for a German. Trust me on this one. So, this is where we see right now, okay, some say, yeah, we are still going through with the three rate cuts. Others say, no, I don't think so. And this is why also, interestingly enough, I mean, rates are still rising. Look at this. I mean, this is where the 10-year yield right now, I mean, close to 4.4%. The highest level that we have had in 5 months.
Yes, a big move there, and definitely sparked a rally here in yields with the ADP non-farm employment. Because again, it's just potential justification for the Fed to say we should wait. However, it does look like the report at 10 o'clock Eastern moved the markets. And I think right now that's what's fueling this move. It's ISM services PMI that came out, which came in lower than expected, also lower than the last month. And if you look at a 5-minute chart, it seems like that was when things started to really move higher.
You mean on the S&P 500? Yeah.
Well, yield dropped. The S&P rallied. Yeah.
Right. But I mean, this where right now it's kind of like, I don't know if I want to call it a relief rally, because the drop yesterday, I mean, it was 1%. It's not that we had a 5% drop, but it almost feels a little bit like the relief rally. And the VIX also dropping today again, but still at higher levels than we have seen over the last few weeks.
Sure, sure. Crude oil still moving higher, though, and that would put crude oil at, highs not seen since October.
Yeah. Talking about highs not seen, how is gold doing here this morning? So gold futures making more record highs. I mean, up and away for gold. And I mean, this is kind of anticipating rate cuts. So I mean, long story short, if you look at all these different things, right, we look at higher crude oil prices, which could actually be a negative for inflation. You mentioned it yesterday. Then we have higher yields. We have higher stock market, lower VIX. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, what's happening here? I don't think that anybody really knows. And then today, in addition to all of this, we have Powell speaking. So Powell is speaking in an hour from now at 12:10 Eastern Time, 11:10 Central Time.
Yeah, we'll have to see if this is something that also moves the market. I do think that the commentary here, investors are looking for something. And so he's due to speak at Stanford's Business, Government, and Society Forum. And you never know. You never know.
Well, but you see, this part, we just had the Fed meeting where everybody says, yes, we still vote for 3 rate cuts. And now, what is it, a week or 2 weeks later, now we're already backpedaling? And I mean, Paul already spoke last Friday. I don't think that he'll say anything surprising or different than last Friday, where he basically said, all right, you know what? We are not in a rush to cut rates. And we know this. This is, I mean, that is the one thing that is consistent that all of the Fed members saying, right? So here is where yesterday the Fed members say, yes, expect rate cuts, but not anytime soon. And that's kind of what we have heard. And that's the resounding message from everybody on the committee.
True.
Right. So FedWatch tool, if you take a look at this, and this is where right now, may a rate cut? No, staying the same, 97.4%. And we still have, 28 days. So that's a very, very high probability for still having so much time left. Usually we are here at around 90 to 95. I mean, 97%. It seems that everybody is clear on this. But then the big question mark is, okay, so when exactly is it happening? Is it happening in June? And right now, traders are saying, 50-50, right? Almost. I mean, we have 56% by 42%. Kind of meaning, we don't know yet. We need more data. And that's what the Fed has been saying all along. And the jobs report this week is one important data point, and that's being released on Friday.
Agreed. So what to watch? Cut in June, cut in July, and I, like both of us, believe that it will be July, if not later.
Yeah, we always said second half of the year.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we had a busy trading morning this morning. Let's actually start with the wheel and then move to the WTF, because this is where we had a lot of action. So on the wheel side, we did sell the 170 put for Apple, and right now Apple trading above 170 again at 170.59. But hey, I still hope that I'll get assigned.
Yeah, some nice premium when we took the trade, and it did slide a little more. So I know that there was more premium available at some point. Right now, we're open to getting assigned at 170, and we just need to see where the stock ends up on Friday.
We shall see. CSIQ, after having a bad day yesterday, bouncing back a little bit, and this is where we need to make sure that we draw a trend line so that, okay, we can have this as a trend line. I don't even know why I'm drawing it. This is okay. You can dip here and then just move higher. So today up 0.6%, so that's good to see. Even though today yields are moving higher. So, I mean, we have yields moving higher, as you can see, still up 0.8% at very high levels, but I take this as a very good sign that CSIQ is up today.
Yes, I agree. We know that with a sharp increase in yields, the CSIQ and the next one you're going to look at is going to feel some pressure. So I think that's a positive. You're right.
Yeah. All right. NEE, same here. Kind of like pausing at this point and battling around this 63 level. And we said the 63 level is a significant level. I mean, previously it acted as resistance. Recently it acted as resistance. Then we finally broke through. It didn't hold as support. So it seems that right now the 61 level is holding at support. And this is where we just need to break through this again and then have this as a support level to go up higher so that we can sell calls.
Yeah, and it's looking pretty strong. This pullback here looks minor, and again, with yields, typically utilities are an income play, and when you're competing with high yields, so there's some pressure there. I think that this pullback is minor, and we're looking pretty good.
Yeah. All right. And then we have United Health Group. That is a trade that we entered yesterday on a very strong reaction. So we sold the 450 put. And today it's already bouncing back. And that's kind of what we expected with this overreaction.
Yeah, this one I'm totally okay owning shares at 450. I think that going back, there's really, really nice support there. It's a solid stock, solid company. But I did expect this to be more of an overreaction and maybe just premium collection. I only sell puts if I'm okay getting assigned. So of course that's always my thinking. But I put the trade on thinking that this is probably gonna be just a couple days of free
Yeah,
premium.
that we might not get assigned here in this one. Yeah.
Yep.
And then UPS having another strong day yesterday, because yesterday, while the markets were selling off 1%, UPS was actually up 1%. And today, following through up another percent. So after also showing an overreaction here to the report that was released last week, where traders and investors had a little bit of a misunderstanding about their what was it, revenue or profit expectations? I think it was profitability, right?
Well, I think cash reserves and
Or
chalk it up where
something
you
like
want,
that.
but yeah.
Yeah. So also this moving up nicer. I mean, my break even way down there. Still I'm waiting to sell some calls, but this could happen. I mean, UPS has been jumping around, has been shown some volatility. So we might actually be able, maybe sometime this week, later this week or early next week, to sell some calls against this position.
I'd love it.
Yeah. All right. WTF trade, win the fear. Oh my gosh, there was a lot going on this morning. So let me just clean this chart up here a little bit. And new trades. Airbnb, this was a new trade. You entered this, I entered this. We bought it at 158. Let us see, Walmart.
75.
Oh, I'm looking at Airbnb. Okay. So Airbnb, yes, at 158.75. Right now trading at 160.58. So up a little bit over 1%. I'll take this.
Yeah, looking good.
Another trade that popped up this morning, ADSK, Autodesk. And also this one here, looking good. We entered it at 247.59, and right now it's already
Correct.
up at 250.59. So up $3. That's another 1.2% just
Love
in a
it.
few minutes. CCP, that is a trade that we entered yesterday. Yesterday, selling off with the overall market, today, bouncing back. So we entered this one at 70.09 right now. Still a little bit lower, so slightly down here. So we're down 1.2%. So kind of canceling out Autodesk and doing what it's supposed to do. Monster, what do you think about
Monster.
Monster?
Another one yesterday with the overall market drop, sliding a little more. Today, opening lower, coming back a bit. So similar to CCEP, I love the WTF signal, and of course they're not going to just bounce right back, even though they do. Well, they're not going to bounce back all the time in one day, like some do. Yeah, we just need to wait for an exit signal.
Yeah. So these are the two existing positions, Airbnb, Autodesk, new positions, another new position, Walmart. And Walmart right now down 0.3%. We bought it at 59.38. And right now it is at 59.20, so go figure. Yeah. And finally, Zscaler, another friend of ours. We've been trailing ZS. We've been trading it recently. Had a small loss there. We didn't take this trade because that was a kind of a weird move, so we decided to skip this one. You took it with half a position, or we skipped it both together?
No, in hindsight, it worked out great, but we had a couple other trades going on that were working out nicely as well.
So we took this one, had a small loss, took it again this morning, bought it at 187.34. That is the fill that I got, and right now trading at 188.60, so up 0.7%.
There you go.
And one more on the list that I decided to skip. Did you take it? CVS?
Yes.
All right. Yep. CVS, bought it at 74.04. Right now, trading just 10 cents below the entry. Here, that is a win the fear, the WTF strategy, moving higher.
And just need to wait now. Hey, Marcus, do you know what the worst performer of the S&P 500 is right now for the day?
No.
Ulta Beauty. Ulta trying to make up for this morning's losses.
Let's see. Where do we have Ulta? Is it in consumer defensive?
Yeah, probably hidden somewhere there.
Somewhere in there. Okay, let's bring it up and let us see what's happening there with Ulta. So, okay. All right. So what happened here?
Down 13%. Having a little bit of a rough day. I don't know. I can't find my note. But they are the worst performer of the day, and go figure.
Worth looking at. Yeah. All right. So
they warned of sales growth, and it being slower than anticipated. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, S&P still trading at highs of the day, and we have Powell coming up very soon. Sorry, yeah, we're trying to make a pun.
What? I missed that one.
I don't know. I was asking, did you try to make a pun and I missed that one? I know that already said that Ulta Beauty is trying to make up.
Yeah. Sometimes they fall flat.
Sometimes they fall flat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I heard one the other day. I don't know. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Let's go.
So I heard that our barber here in town got arrested for selling drugs. I was his customer for 6 years. Never knew he was a barber. Okay. All right. Okay. So with that said, scratch kind of the last minute, and if you liked everything else, okay, just scratch this. Give us a like, we really appreciate it. And when you share the video, there's a share button there. Just tell them to stop watching and not watch the last minute. And we hope to see you back tomorrow. And with that said, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody. Look out for barbers.